Is anyone here? What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Good evening, Friday evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Supernatural Confessions. In fact, this is the final episode for this year until we come back next year. All my co-hosts were supposed to have disappeared by now, but it looks like the Spider Queen didn't know how to turn off her camera.
Okay. I have my eye on you.
Make Sonia disappear. Okay, hold on.
I want to hear.
Welcome for Supernatural Confessions. It is my great pleasure to introduce my co-host. Let's start with Kimmy Boy, all the way from Sarawak, Kuching. Can you guess his outfit today? What is he supposed to be? Kim, tell us who you're supposed. I see IP address there. I see you dressed in old Chinese style, and you have the whole Ip Man thing going. I'm going to go with Ip Man. IP man,
maybe. IP man.
IP. IP address. IP man. It's supposed to be it's music, but you cannot find copyright. So, hi, hello, everybody.
Yeah, say hello to everyone, man. It's your airtime now. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, like Eugene already said, this will be our last episode before we have a season break, and we're going to take a very short break, but the content that is usually up is still going to be there, and then after that we're going to come back just the Friday night live, because yeah, got to take a short break, especially Eugene lah,
because my co-host needs a life lah. You know, I think Kimmy's girlfriend is going to complain anyway. Why got no Friday night like and I'm also very proud to introduce our third co-host and also the only female among the testosterone charge stable is none other than the super rational Sonia Kurana.
Today, I am not super rational.
Oh.
Super Spidey.
My goodness. Spider Queen, Sonia.
Oh my. Yes, scary. One scary outfit.
You know.
I have got one eye on you.
Hey Sonia. I see you.
Which of my eye are you looking into?
Yeah, he's like, hey buddy, eyes up here.
Yeah, headlights.
And our fourth and final co-host for this Friday Night Live show, all the way from down under, Western Australia, Perth. His name is, he's also known as the man of the house, Joseph Dakota.
Yeah! Now it's the woman of the house. Hey, yeah. Woman of the house. Woo!
And he's got hair. Hair for the very first time.
So today.
You forgot to powder your neck.
Yeah, I just didn't have time. You know what? For today, I'm not chick porn. I'm pak porn. Pak porn.
Pak Pondan, is it? Pak Pondan.
Pak Pondan lah.
It sounds like a Thai name. Pak Pon, Pak Pon.
How is anyone going to take any of us seriously tonight after this? No. This is just...
We're just going to get... easy.
Fun lah. Somebody said Kim's mother. No, my mother don't look like that lah. My mother don't have long hair. Too bad.
Okay, let's go straight to the comment section. I totally did not have time to look at the comment section today. I'm going to do so now. Guys, help me out with this. Any comments that you want to read out, please do so. Ladies and gentlemen, Supernatural Confessions community, today is your day. It's every year, the week of Halloween, we have our final episode, and we spend a lot of time with you guys. In fact, the 10 to 11:30 episode will still stand as per normal with all your favorite confessions and Know Your Hantu. At 11:30, we're going to take a short break. We're all going to go and watch the premiere of Simon Ng. It's our featured confession today. And then we're going to come back here. The stream is going to continue. We don't have to go anywhere. 11:45 till God knows what time. That's where we really just shoot the breeze with you guys, answer all the questions, and, you know, We don't know what's going to happen. Let's see. Okay? Because by then, we'll probably be quite drunk already.
Yeah, right. Okay. Then there are some of them saying, why am I not dressed up in a costume? I am in a costume, okay? I'm going to stand up and let you... I'm not just putting on black shirt, okay? I am dressed in costume, you see.
Kim.
No, we're not.
Kim, should we do what we were doing before?
Okay, that's all the skin that we're gonna show tonight.
That's right. If you want to see more, go to our OnlyFans account.
Oh yes. My god!
Yes. No, I'm not Wong Fei Hong. Why? Everybody don't get it. I'm gonna show you one more time. Can you read what's this? I'm gonna give you a post.
I wonder if that IP address really points to somewhere.
Ah, oh, okay. That's all. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all. Okay. All right. IP man is dead. Yeah, so is everybody else's here. I do not know whether Checkpoint is alive in Australia. Most probably not. Joe is the only one there.
Mati, bro. Semua
mati. Mati already. So, Abang Cici say Kim should wear big bird costume. Yeah, I wanted to, but it's hidden inside the costume. Eugene don't allow. Eugene want my face.
No, Aray show. You all behave yourself.
Yeah.
So Chichi also says, I don't want to meet this Pak Porn. Chichi, you know you're very brave and you go investigating into the forest, into the darkness of the jungle. What happens if you saw this sitting on a branch? It's calling out this. Mari sini bang.
Abang.
Mari sini bang.
Most likely gonna take photo lah with your face like that. Most likely gonna take photo lah.
I'm going to tell you guys that this year, okay, can I have just a show of hands? How many of you guys, if you guys were here from last Halloween on Supernatural Confessions, you've been following us from last Halloween, please drop a comment and say you're the batch of 2020, okay, 2020. Then I know that you guys were from last year. Let's see who's from last year. The reason I'm asking is because a very special friend of ours, our very first sponsor from 2020, the very guys who brought this drink to you guys.
Woo!
Wrong side, this side. The guys from Nocte Noir has come back again, Jason and his team. And
I'm getting reconnected.
We've
caught up. And they said, you know what? They want to come back here to Supernatural Confessions because our fans, our community is one of the best. And that is why, thank you to Nocte Noir. They've actually shipped not just a bottle to me, but to each and every one of the hosts tonight. So thank you very much, Nocte Noir. And more importantly, I'm asking if there's anything for the community. And there is...
Oh, you're having so much trouble getting that open. Thing.
Yeah.
Never suck enough blood.
Oh my god. Ooh. Ooh.
So there are a few ways to drink it. Is Kim already drinking it?
Oh, yeah.
Kim started.
Straight
I have to because it's already in a glass and it smells so good. I just have to sip it.
Kim, I need to know your honest opinion because this is the first time you're drinking it, right? The first time you're drinking it. Tell me how you like it.
Okay, I love coffee. I have my coffee every day. And apparently... Do you know this? Now I start to sound like Iman already. Do you know the song? It's good alcohol mixed with coffee. Do you know that song?
No, I don't.
You don't, right? So you go back and listen to it. This is a very classic. So this, I would say, would represent the song brilliantly well. Mm. This is what the song is talking about, lah. All this while, I never knew how an alcohol beverage would mix well with a coffee. Now, it came to me in my hand, in my mouth. Thank you very much to Nocte Noir.
Kim, how are you drinking this?
Oh, I have it in with
intravenously. He has a drip
on the rocks. Mine is chilled to 4 degrees, right? I only brought it out like when the countdown timer for the show's about to start at 30 seconds. I brought it out. I'm drinking at almost 4 degrees right now. And I've tried it in on the rocks. I tried it mixed. But my favorite go-to is still neat.
Ah.
It's a kick to it.
A lot of people... okay. How many you guys drops know what of, I'm talking how, about, right?
How many drops of blood in yours, Mr. Dracula?
Virgin blood. So, I think many of you... Many of you will be asking, right? Like, is this whiskey? Is this brandy? What is it? I asked the same question as well. And apparently, it is an award-winning coffee liqueur. That's the range of where it is at. And it's aged with single-origin cherry-picked Colombian Arabica coffee beans and distilled 5 times in copper stills, filtered, non-chilled, triple-filtered, actually, through basalt, lava rock, and quartz sand. I think, Sonia, you'll be very interested in this.
Mm. Yeah, all I know is that I have to stir my blood. Hang on.
This one has hints of... Kim, when you drink it, do you taste any other flavor in it?
Is there any other flavor in it?
Yeah. Like, for me, toffee is actually a very distinct taste in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Toffee and vanilla.
It's class a flavor because I taste class in it.
Oh.
Bravo. I clap hand to myself. Nobody clap. I clap for myself.
Hey, can you guys please stop drinking and talking about this? Because mine hasn't arrived yet because of the shitty Australian postal freaking system.
I think the delivery man actually went to your house and see you in your dress and jabut already.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Oh yeah, there's hints of Yakult together with a bit of the, with the aftertaste of the Shiroda stain, strain, as well as the nice floral bouquet of grape soju.
Oh, wow.
A different. But you don't taste class in there, right? You taste class.
No, there's no class. I taste diabetes. I taste diabetes. That's what I taste.
Anyway, stay tuned for this one. I'm going to give you guys a bit more information about Nocte Noir and a very special promo that we have because our featured confessor today, he is an award-winning chef. He runs the restaurant Peace Japanese Cuisine. And Nocte Noir is actually sold in that location and paired together with special sushi and puffer fish dish that he has prepared for the Supernatural Confessions community. More on that later on. And of course, 11:30, he will be confessing his story about a haunted restaurant. So all that and more today, along with our confessions. Ip Man, what are the confessions that we have today?
Ooh, today we have a special lineup. Today, all our confession is going to be voiced by the confessor themselves. And because to thank the fan, as much as we want to get confession from everybody, from every nation that is currently listening to us, too bad we only have a limited time in our hand. So tonight, we're going to have stories from Singapore itself, of course. Then we're going to have the country where I am from, which is Malaysia, and we're also going to have a confession from Indonesia. So these three stories, it's going to be something that I've never heard about. The first one is actually about... What was the first one again? I don't remember how was the sequence.
the knocking?
Let me check. Haunted something about the knocking? In Kuching.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. This is from where I was, right? The first place is where actually the place I actually passed by quite a lot, but I didn't know there were such stories. So we're gonna listen to the confession and about that place. Then after that, we're gonna move to Indonesia, which is happened in Puncak, Jakarta, and that Puncak, Jakarta. I'm not sure whether any of you or maybe Sonia have been there.
But I have been to Puncak.
Yeah, then we can hear a lot more about that. Because when I search into that place, apparently it's a nice place, but somehow there's a lot of freaky stories too. And then I moved to No Yohantu, whereby I believe this name have not, maybe none of us has seen it. Eugene,
right,
Sonia, Joe never seen it. I do not know whether we have Sabahan in the house. If there is, Mel... pop it up and I let's see whether how far we can verified this Know Your Hantu segment. Then the last one, we're going to go back to Singapore about a jogger that met with an accident, but it doesn't involve with the living. It involves the dead.
Ooh. Okay, sounds like a action-packed night today. And of course, stay tuned for 11:30 where we have our premiere, and 11:45 where the four hosts will come back here again and be totally unscripted and basically shoot the breeze with you. You can ask us anything we want, you want, and we'll see how long that goes. So tonight is the last episode. Let's have fun. I've got my drinks ready. More information about that later on. I think tonight is going to be really, really awesome. I'm so happy to be spending this day with my co-host and all the regulars who have came back just for this. But let's kick off with the first confession for tonight. This one is called Haunted Institute in Kuching by Tim.
Hmm.
Elvin, take it away.
Hi. I want to share about Lim Kok Wing. That time was an institute lah, in the house near Civic Center. That house is pretty haunted lah. That college itself is pretty haunted. So normally we'll hear knocks on the door, on the wall, or people walking around, actually hear them. And then if you are doing late assignment at night in college, then you'll hear a lot of footsteps. So what happened to me was, this happened sometime in year 2002, mid-year. So normally people were sharing about ghost stories about the school, but most of the time you just listen. No? And then there's one time in the afternoon, we are doing our final project, photography one. So we were in the dark room. So the dark room, there were two of us, me and my college mate lah, Andy is there. And then we were doing our own developing photos. I was in front, he was at the back. So at first I hear footsteps, walking, pacing around by the door lah. I mean behind us. I thought it was him lah, and he thought it was me. So we just don't bother lah. And then we were there for about 2 hours in the dark room. And then while at the, there's a place, a sink, that, you know, we develop our photos. After that, we have to wash it with chemicals so that the photo will show itself. And then at that area, we were doing it together, side by side. And then we were talking, and then we hear the door close. And we look, because dark room, you cannot really see. It's about 95% dark. And then, apart from the small little lamp near the developing area. And then we thought, I thought we were the only one here in the dark room. So we were like, hello? Who is there? We just call out names, our other classmates' names, and no response. So we just ignore them. We thought it was just outside, the sound from outside. So, and then we continue what we're doing, and then we hear footsteps. We were just standing like at the end of the room, and then we hear footsteps. We hear footsteps pacing around, and we were like quite freaked out. We are there, man, both of us together, so at first we choose to ignore. Then we continue the other side of the room, and again, back to our own place. Like, I'm in front, he's at the back. There's a gap of 10-15 feet like that. And then we hear the door again, and the footsteps, like, walking in into the dark room. And it's quite loud, on the footsteps. And then I look to the back, and then he looked to the back as well, because we have a small light. Cannot really see, but we are quite freaked out. And then the goosebumps hit. So we quickly pack our stuff, and then we just head out to the dark room and leave our developed photos inside. Then we wouldn't dare to go in, but we still need to get inside and, you know, go inside and take our stuff, our photos, because they are our assignment. So we quickly go in and then take all whatever that's in the area and then take it out. After that, we didn't dare to go in. We stay outside. And then some of our classmates came. Yeah, what are you two doing outside? Why didn't go in the dark room and do your stuff? So we pasang them. Yeah, let's go. We go in together. But when there are a lot of people, there's no sound. And two of them went in. At first, we went in together with them. And then after that, we left them both inside. And then we keep doing our stuff outside and see what happened. Maybe things happen to us, not happen to them. But like some 10-15 minutes, the guy ran out. Hey, man, you guys went in, is it? No, leh, we were outside. How come got people pacing around inside? I don't know. And we pretend not to know anything. Want to see their reaction. Hey, I think this place is haunted. Oh, is it? Oh, what do you hear with us? We keep hearing people walking about. They're damn scary. Way. Let's get out of here. And then after that, we go Kopitiam Minum together with them. And then we tell them ourselves a story. And everybody laugh about it. But towards the end, if a lot of people went into the dark room, nothing will happen. But if just like single person or two of us, then you'll hear things.
Whoa, this reminds me of the movie Shutter.
Yeah,
it reminds a lot of the audience of the movie Shutter.
Mm. Okay, so let's how about we cliff notes this story?
Okay, since it's from my place and I produce it, the cliff note is it used to be an institute. Lim Kok Wing used to be an institute when it started in Kuching. And the place now, I think the place is abandoned. The last time I checked, the place is abandoned. And when Lim Kok Wing was here before, there were, I guess, not many students because they were new, right? So Tim was one of them. And this time, Tim was working with a school mat in a dark room developing their photos because that's their major, right? And while they were developing the photo, they actually hear footsteps. Then this is at night because they were rushing their assignment. Then they were in the dark room, in the dark and in the night. Then after that, they hear footsteps. But the thing is, what actually missed out in the story is the footstep was so loud, it created a certain vibration in the room. As in, you would see, because when he develops the photo, it's not supposed to be, correct me if I'm wrong, there's not supposed to be a vibration because it would disrupt the developing of the photo. And he said that was happening in the room, but there was nobody there. It was just him and the friend. And they went out and checked and there was also nobody. Then after that, some other friends came, and then when there were a bigger bunch of them, the footsteps did not happen. Then after that, they leave two of the friends inside the room, then they went outside, and then after that the friend experienced the same. So he said the thing happened only when there's only two or lesser person in the dark room. When there's more, then the footsteps doesn't happen.
What's the history of that place?
Is there any old history?
If you look at Google Map, and you search for Civic Center Kuching, on the left-hand side of the Google Map, you would actually see a huge piece of a land with like spots. And if you zoom in just right next to the road at Civic Center, you can actually see these are actually cemeteries, graveyards. But these cemeteries are not like how you guys would call your cemetery, as in, you know, Bukit Batok Cemetery, Lim Chu Kang Cemetery,
Bukit
and stuff
Batok
like that.
Bukit Batok has a cemetery?
Oh, and no, is it? I'm just mentioning
Bukit
a name,
Brown.
Sorry. Oh, Bukit Brown, sorry. Bukit Brown.
I was wondering, when?
Sorry. Then, after that piece of it is not, I don't know a name, but there are a lot of graves there has been there for like really, really long. And if you go down and have a look at it, you know they have been there for a long time.
Okay. Well, this reminds me of a story that our confessor shared with us today. Our featured confessor, his clubhouse is in the middle of Choa Chu Kang Cemetery.
Oh, jeez.
Surrounded by Christian Cemetery, Muslim Cemetery, because it's a gun armory, so they really put it to the ass end of the world. And well, you can only wake the dead, right? With them. And he said in his armory, he's a he's not a skeptic, he's a believer, but at the same time he's a very staunch Christian, so he's not really afraid of these kind of things.
He's not afraid at all.
Mm. But he was very blasé about it, like, yeah, you know, sometimes the door open and close, sometimes you'll see people who are not supposed to be there walk in and go through the walls. You know, yeah, it happens.
The curtains
would
move as if somebody's behind it.
Yeah. So the way he said it is so blasé. It's like, yeah, you know, just customer walk into my house, my restaurant and walk away. But a place with cemetery, even though many times we say that cemetery is a peaceful place, and I still maintain that it is, between a temple and a cemetery, if I had to stay overnight at one of these places, I would feel safer staying in the cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about that later for fans who have just joined us and have not heard about that theory.
Yep.
But any place with cemetery, I imagine, would have some form of activities, isn't it? And why there's only, when it's two or less, you have a supernatural encounter and not more. My belief is that when more people come into a place, there's a lot of this energy, the chi.
Yeah.
Right? And then any of this entity will just be repelled away.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear the Queen Spider first before we go to Park Pond.
Spider? I cannot take anything seriously if you're going to keep saying Park Pond. it sounds
Spider
so
Queen,
thai.
Please start it first. Yeah, later we'll move on to Park Pond or whatever he wanna call himself.
They. It's a pronoun they, thank you.
Now you got to be, it's a very sensitive thing, you know, you have to, this whole gender thing. Oh, with YouTube, when I was trying to, was it YouTube or a Google account, when I was trying to register for something, they actually had a drop list of how you want to be identified, male, female, and then there are other things under it too, others, and no, it was quite specific and I was quite shocked at it. So, okay, back to your institute. How old did you say the institute was?
Actually, when it started, I believe when Tim was there, it's new, but the place is old. The building that they use, that building has been there for long. But exactly how long, I'm not sure.
Right. So you know the thing with old buildings and how sometimes the walls can be quite thin, or even the floors. Are the floors made of concrete or are they floorboards? You know, I'm just curious.
Okay. I think the confessor Tim himself is here. But let's ask the question and let's see whether he answers or not. Then after that, we move on.
So Tim, help me here. I'm trying to build this mental picture of the place. Are the walls very thin? And are the floors concrete or made of floorboards? I'm just trying to ascertain how thick the walls and the floor are.
Oh, wooden. He said wooden.
Wooden
so
floors.
The entire building is wooden floors.
Ah, okay. So
yeah.
You know how sound can carry, right? Even if it was from a floor above or on the same floor, but a few doors down. So I could it possibly be somebody else in another part of the building that you're hearing? Thin walls, wooden floors. Joe, what do you think?
But then the thing is, it's late at night, and there shouldn't be a lot of students in that building. It's because that building is also not packed with students back then. So late at night, maybe just a few of them. Or are you suggesting that there are footsteps from other building as well?
No, I think for it to be from another building will be a bit tough. But if the entire building is wood, right? You've got floorboards, you've got thin partitioned walls or something, noise is going to carry. It may sound near, but it could be further away. Having said that, you know, they said there were only two of them, but who's to really say and who's to really know if there are people in other rooms, people that could have stayed back also? It's not like we are going to go check every single room or, you know, the whole building or clear the building, right?
Let's hear it from Park Pond. I want to hear it from Park Pond.
Okay, so this is what Park Pond thinks. Look, I would love to believe this story because I think it is a really nice, traditional, creepy story. I love it, right? However, interesting that Sonia was going to ask about the construction of the building. I was wanting to ask whether the floors were wooden at all. And now that you say it's wooden, there could be, I'm not saying there is, there could be various explanations for it. Firstly, nighttime cool. Very likely in humid countries, people switch on the air conditioning, right? Could cause the expansion and the contraction of floorboards. And I'm wondering if the floorboards kind of moving and they're contracting and expanding or whatever. Yeah. That creates a sound of kind of movement, especially if it just, you know, in the floor, especially if it sounds like it's moving, right? As the floorboards kind of expand. Secondly, I'm wondering if there's some form of machinery in underneath the floors or in and around, because, for example, I mean, there could be sounds, right? But if more people come into the room, more people stand on the floorboards, there's more tension on the floorboards,
so you
don't hear a lot of those noises, right? But when people leave,
so the floorboard kind of lifts up. Yeah, yeah.
Very much so. Okay. I'm wondering. Oh, Tim says no machine, so yeah.
Yeah, also, correction a little bit. Tim says this actually happens in the afternoon instead of
night. Oh, in the afternoon as well. Okay, yeah.
So in the afternoon, perhaps there were a lot more students.
It's more people, right, in the building. Yeah.
And, you know, and also hotter. And also hotter, especially, you know, you'll be more inclined to turn on the air conditioning.
Air conditioning, yes.
Okay. But
possible, right? But I want to believe possible. This because it sounds creepy as fuck.
Yeah, but it's definitely one of the places that I'm bringing the Singaporean and also the Aussie to visit. One of the places for me is very unique because, you know, next to a tennis court, the graveyard is next to a tennis court. And one of the grave even is right behind the bus stop. So if you're waiting for bus in the middle of the night, when you're sitting there behind, there's just someone that has been dead for a long time. So it's quite a unique place. And surrounding, there's a lot of stories. So yeah, one of the places that I'm definitely bringing you guys. But I'm leaving you guys there. I'm not walking in. I'm just leaving.
You're just dropping us off, is it?
Yeah, yeah, just dropping you.
Bro, you are not doing that. I am tying myself to you, and we are going hand in hand if necessary.
No, even in my Ip Man punya outfit. No, I cannot fight them enough.
On to the next confession that we have. Tonight, all confessions are voiced over by their own confessors. And I want to say hello and welcome to Meta Corona. Meta just subscribed to us last night, I guess, after the WSGG episode.
Hello, Meta Corona.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, welcome.
By the way, last night's WSGG episode was probably one of the freakiest. Right? It's the place. Yeah. So while Friday Night Live will be taking a break, it doesn't mean that your co-hosts or all the hosts are taking a break. We're actually working tirelessly behind the scene to come up with more content. In fact, I think some of you have really feedback and say that you like to see standalone confessions. We have that for you. Some of you regulars, I know you are regulars because I can see that when you join the group, you are in 2019, and you ask for, can we have the commentary? You like the commentary, and so we bring that back. So a lot of times, we actually listen to you. The community, you guys, define what we do, and we respond very kindly as well, because without you guys, there is no us. And I always say this, we will stop Supernatural Confessions the day the confession dries up. When no one confess, no stories come in, we'll pack and we'll go. And it's been 2 years, actually 3 years since we have gone live. You guys have put that to the challenge and you have not given me a break at all. So we're taking this 2 months downtime to sort of improve our content, our delivery. As you can see, I think our quality has improved over the years. Those of you who have joined us from 2019, you would remember that we had no mics, and then we had cabled mics, and then we had some Chachat 720 resolution camera phone, and then later on we had two men, Team O and myself, then ET, Team O and me, and then when they took a break, then Kim came to join us, then it was Kim, and then maybe Sonia, then it was Kim, Sonia, maybe Joe, and now, and back then it was just all small boxes by the side, remember that?
Yeah.
And now everyone has their own little real estate.
Yeah, here. And when we started, Joe has no hair. Now he has hair.
Now, yeah. And very beautiful hair, I might add. Look how black and glossy it is.
Indeed.
Pantene.
This episode was brought to you by Pantene.
Shampooed and conditioned. Speaking of content, what I want to put out to, because I put this in the SE. You know, must be the Hantu fan page. But what I want to ask is some help from the SE fans and SE family, right? I'm intending to do a small feature but I need people who are psychic. So if you, you know, if you believe that you're psychic, and you believe you've, you know, you've had a lot of hits, you're able to kind of tap into the spiritual world, I would like you to get in contact with me, because I need your help in a small little kind of special that I'm hoping to air in November. So get in contact with me, especially, maybe, you know, I think someone got in contact with me already. So two people, I'm looking for a few more. I'm just going to be asking you to use your gift to help me out. So I'm not going to say any more about it because I want it to be a bit of a surprise, but please drop me a line.
Did the two people contacted you before you mentioned this because they're psychic and they could detect that?
Oh, so, yes.
I know you want to reach out to me, so I'm reaching out to you first.
Yeah, they just slid into my DM so quickly. So quickly.
Because you're very loose, lad.
Yeah, so just look for me at huntwhohs at onlyfans.com. And we will, we'll help sort it out. It's a two man show.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, it's a two man show. It's Kim and myself.
Tonight I'm Ip Man. I do not know who you're talking to.
It's two men, one cam.
two men, one cam.
One cam.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not gonna come with you.
on me or with me? What's happening?
No,
we. Oh, in me. Coming. Okay, sorry.
I wanted to be sure. In December, just to match up with my co-host. In December, I won't say where I will be just yet, but I will be overseas, and so will the Spider Queen. And
Malaysia also overseas.
Betul. We're going to see you soon, Kim.
Yeah, true.
We are going to explore old haunted castle. So let's see what we can get out from that as well. Hopefully you can live stream, but I think the time difference will be quite a bit.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to record it. It's a 6-hour time difference.
Yeah. I didn't know Sarawak was that far.
Okay. One more time, just to say thank you to our very generous sponsor, Nocturne Noir. Okay, I've got to say this, right? Jason is the founder of Nocturne Noir. I had lunch with him. Last year, I had dinner with him, and we've been in discussion. And he said this, right? The supernatural community is one of the tightest, one of the closest, and he feels so much of an honor to be part of Supernatural Confessions' early history, our very first sponsor. And this year, as with last year, the promise that he's given to Supernatural Confessions and to me is, there is no other promo like the one he's giving us in terms of the discount, in terms of the benefits, anywhere else. It's not available to anywhere else. Once a year, right here on Supernatural Confessions, is where Nocturne Noir calls home. And with that, I want to welcome them as well. Could you show the picture number one? Okay, so this is the Nocturne Noir package that came to me in my mail, along with a card and a little thank you note there. Very beautiful, very classy, like what Kim said. Original price retailing at $178 for the 70ml bottle. And $38 for the 10ml bottle. But you get, if you sign up with them or you want to go and buy it, enter the promo code SUPER20. SUPER20. You get, I think, a 20% discount. Nowhere else are they giving to anybody except Supernatural Confessions. If you like it, I like it a lot. This is my go-to drink. Go to the website, nocturnenoir.com, and N-O-C-T-U-R-N-E, noir, N-O-I-R.com. I'll put it in the comment section. Go check them out, Super20, and go get your discount code. Okay? Thank you very much. And now let's get on to the next confession. This one is from, where is this? Don't play here. Jangan main-main kat sini. And where's this from?
Indonesia.
Elvin, take it away.
Okay, so I'll just start. It's been a while. I think when I was still in early primary school, maybe P1, P2, 20 more years ago. Actually, most of my supernatural experience is happening in mountain area. If you know Jakarta, we have Puncak. Like a highland for us to get away every weekend. Even though it's a few years back, I still vividly remember that there was one time we go to Butzak together, I think two or three families. So I remember we arrived at night, it was raining. Still remember my dad carrying me over from the car to the villa. It's quite late, so we straight away clean up and go to bed. The next morning, I was up early and playing with my older cousin. We're playing badminton outside the villa. Since I was still very small, playing badminton outdoors is tend to have the shuttlecock blown away by the wind, right? And again, since I was smaller than my other relatives, they hit the shuttlecock way beyond my reach. Since in the mountain, it's windy and stuff, the shuttlecock got stuck in the, you know, hanging pot outside the villa. They used to have hanging pot for plants. It's been quite high and it's stuck there. Since it's behind me, I took the liberty to go there and go get it. I think using my racket, I can just sweep it over, and the other are not helping at all. Like, they are just watching me. But then I'm not tall enough. And then I remember there's one figure, she or he, until now I still cannot figure out, help me take the shuttlecock and give the hand gesture like go away. I can't remember correctly whether it's saying go away, don't play here, or it's just a gesture that I took as a go away. I'm not scared, but all I can remember is I see a pair of eyes with a eyeliner, I think, shadow, a dark circle around the eye, but the eyeball is wide and like normal, long hair, and very red lips, and it's tall. So I get the shuttlecock and went back to my relatives, and they asked me, oh, it's quite high. I'm like, good job that you can retrieve it. And I said, no, I got some help. But who? Nobody seen anyone there. And they keep asking whether it's a guy or a lady or a man. I said, I'm not sure. Sounds like a guy, but it has long hair, because the voice is... Still, I cannot remember whether it's just a hand gesture or it actually said to me in words. But I get the feeling that the voice is deep and coarse. And I tell them that he or she said, you should go away, don't play here. After a while, like now there is YouTube and stuff, I saw a clip on, you know, sighting of ghosts in Japan and stuff. Then I remember, oh, this is the figure that I saw. Like, you know, like, more like the personal in Kiss metal band, something like that. But instead of black lipstick, I remember it's red, bloodshot red, very bright red. After I told everyone, we pack up and go back to Jakarta straight away. We plan to spend the weekend there, but then it's just a one night, and we went back in the very morning.
Ooh, ooh. Oh my goodness, I am multitasking. I'm replying to fans on on Facebook as well at the same time. Some people are watching us on Facebook. Some people are watching us on YouTube.
Is
know
it running
Ivan,
on both?
It's not
on both,
yet. Ivan is asking for it to be on Facebook. And my promise, as I said, I do my darnest best to every feedback that comes in, I take it very seriously. And next year, season 3, I promise you, we will be streaming on two platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Whether I can answer both at the same time or not, I don't know. But it will be streamed on both sides. You know, it's very different when you listen to confessions coming out of the own confessor's mouth.
Yeah. And we do have a special for our audience. If you listen closely to the confession just now, our confessor actually said that he bumped into a YouTube video about a sighting. So he said that is exactly what he saw back in Puncak, Jakarta. He sent us that video. So I think, right, Elvin, let's look at the video first before we dissect the confession.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
What the hell is that?
A face. Can you see the eyes?
Yes.
No, not really.
I saw
it. No, look at that. That's very clearly a face.
I thought I had scary eyes. Those were some scary eyes.
Yes. So that is the video that the confessor pumped into. And he said, that is exactly the face that I saw back in Puncak, Jakarta. So, I think we should start it with Sonia since she's been to Puncak.
Yeah, I have been to Puncak. I went up and down Jakarta several times, have family there. We went there, we brought the kids to the Taman Safari, and there's some touristy things to do, but it's in a mountainous region. And you know what they say about mountainous, older regions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Spirits live there.
Forest ones and that sort of a thing. But yeah, it's heavily populated. It's a tourist spot and stuff. There are villas, there are holiday homes. So people from the city would go up, spend the weekend there, that sort of a thing. Interesting.
Yeah, so the thing that I read about Puncak, Jakarta is there's a lot of villas because they are owned by the wealthy of Indonesia.
Yes, holiday homes.
Yeah, holiday homes. Then because they are, maybe they have too many holiday homes. So that is just one of their holiday home. And somehow it's their property, but they never really visit there a lot. So usually it's maybe just a housekeeper that stays in the hut next to the villa, right? And the housekeeper will have stories about the villa itself, mentioning about sometimes the light itself would turn on by itself. He would hear people playing inside during the night, but there was nobody inside the house. And it's, you know, it's not a town area whereby people can just jump into the house and make noises. So I do believe this case of from Puncak. Eugene, what do you think?
I mean, because I spoke to Puncak, right? He was the one who sent in the audio confessions, if I'm not wrong. Is that the guy I spoke to? Right?
Yes. But he didn't give us his name, right? Just anonymous from Puncak.
Yeah. So he was very disturbed. Very disturbed. And I mean, part of what I do, not just to take in the stories, also to look at body language, facial expression, psychology of the story. I think Ray Lim, if he's tuning in tonight, he will know. Supernatural Confessions is not, I mean, we are a safe platform for people to tell a story, to share their haunting experiences, of course, you know. But at the same time, we want to be able to do justice to the story, in the sense that you notice that every story that we get, we look at it from very different angles, and we have to. That is the whole joy of hearing a ghost story. Even you guys talk about the ghost story to your friends, I guarantee you, you're going to have people who says, "Aiya, fake lah," and those people who says, "Hey, it's true lah, bro." So the beauty of supernatural tales that there is no 100% right, 100% wrong, like science or mathematics. You don't argue science. You don't argue gravity. You don't argue 1 plus 1 equals 2. No. But when it comes to supernatural, folklore, tales, superstitions, the spectrum is very wide. And in that spectrum, if we can have a very interesting discussion of where Sonia goes, "No lah, I don't think so," and she tells me why, and I go, "No lah, I think it is," and I tell you the lore behind that, and somewhere in between, you as audience get to hear both sides and go, "Ooh, wow, I didn't know about that." So when I look at Puncak, I'm going to call him Puncak, by the way. That's his
nickname,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. When he messaged me, he was fast and furious. He was sending messages after messages after messages. And first of all, anonymous. Second, one, no fame. Third, there's nothing in it for him. Then my question to the audience is, why would someone spend an hour on a weekend reaching out to me, telling me a story with no discernible return of investment at all? What for? No name, no money, nothing. But spend an hour reaching out to me, texting, talking, and sending me a message. So whether we believe or not, to Puncak, that experience is so real, so visceral, that he needed to get off his chest. And because of that, I'm inclined to believe him. You get where I'm coming from? I'm not saying that the science must exist, but something must have happened to Puncak. And because he's Indonesian, a lot of what he tries to explain to me just gets lost in a bit of the vocab and adjective isn't quite there, but the fear I felt when he was telling me the story, that palpable. Was real. Palpable. Mm. So putting all logic aside, putting all the evidence aside, I know Sonia's probably like, you know, twitching right now in her spider web, but seeing just from a psychological point of view, that guy believes in it, and I believe him.
Well, everyone needs to deal in their own way, and if sharing does that, and that's why the community does so well on the page, because it's a safe place to share, right?
Indeed. Pak Pon is quite quiet for tonight.
Let's
give some airtime to Pak Pon.
Pak Pon is wondering if Puncha actually saw me in the tree rather than the hantu. So I'm not too sure about that. I'm sorry, Puncha. I was there without
You were picking rambutan, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's at night, you know. Wanted something cooling. Yeah, rambutan's quite cooling.
Scratching your balls isn't considered picking rambutan. So just so
checking out boys lah, man. Checking out boys lah.
He looked up. He saw no hang, no bang. So that's okay. Look, I hear what you say, Eugene, and that's why I think I really like hearing the confessors themselves telling the story, because you get to have the sense of their emotions. You hear the subtle nuances in their voice, and I think it makes a far more compelling story, right? But look, because I'm on the super rational camp, and even though like I said, I love these stories, and I do believe that people have experiences. But if we were to go alternative, why could it not be that was just simply a person in the tree?
A person up a tree.
That's a possibility, right?
You know what it could also be? It could also be somebody, like a burglar, that wanted to enter the house and then didn't realize that there were people there. So he was just hiding out, like staking out or something.
Exactly.
And waiting for the family to go to sleep or, you know, go in. And then... because if he climbs on the tree now, he's going to be seen.
So can I just jump in very quickly? I know, sorry to interrupt.
No, cannot.
Pakpon, right? Oh, okay.
Yes, you can. What?
Because Sonia and I usually get crashed and trespass into illegal places that we shouldn't be.
What are you saying? That's all you. Don't do anything. I don't do stuff like that.
One of the strategies that we had is, instead of wearing black and trying to sneak into places and then getting caught and go, oops, so embarrassing, right? The actual idea is, why don't I dress in white with long hair like Pak Poon? And I climb in and trespass to places. People will look at it and go like, oh my God, is that a hantu? Don't go and disturb them.
Yeah. Okay. If you can't beat them, join them.
Now I suspect a lot of stories in Singapore that is actually Eugene and Sonia lah. There's never a sighting there in that place lah. But that is just Sonia and Eugene lah, guys.
So all the Pontianak sightings is probably just us lah.
Probably just you guys lah. The photo and whatnot lah.
It's always me up in a tree somewhere, right?
Yes. You see, now we already have the wig there. So you know, I mean, prop is just easy to get.
I'll post this to you guys if you really want to. I'll post it.
Oh, you gotta say unwashed and well worn.
Oh, definitely.
And the price goes up.
It's got a bit of my hair oil, my head oil.
You need to have this in a Ziploc bag so it just keeps the freshness in. Yeah.
You think this is head hair?
Washed,
it's not
second hand.
What's that eating?
What is that? What are you eating, Sonia?
A pancreas.
Pancreas? No, I think I've got a liver somewhere, and then.
Oh my God, that woman is overachievement.
Oh my Jeez. God.
First,
wow. Clap lah.
Hey, Iman, it's good
to
look
me.
Back.
Listen to me, I have
Iman.
Your ear. I want your ear.
Lend me your ears.
Here, there you go. You can have it.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't even have a... The only thing that is natural and prop like here is that I'm not wearing underwear. That's the only thing.
TMI lah, bro. TMI lah, bro.
You think Pontianak wears underwear? Like oh my God, think about this. You see the Pontianak in the tree. Is it wearing underwear?
When I see a Pontianak in a tree, that's not the first thing I'm going to think about lah.
Yeah, man. Maybe it should.
Maybe it should. The first thing I would do is actually take a picture. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Can you pose for me? Turn to the side, please. Yeah. That's a better angle, you know? Yeah.
Could you do the basic instincts for me?
Excuse me. It's Pontiana, okay? It's not Pookie. Okay? It's Pontiana, okay? It's Pontiana, okay? You know, when you see her, you say, wait, I take photos. No underwear. It's not Pookie. It's Pontiana, okay?
No, the picture is for me to. It's going to be an award-winning picture. It's finally proof, right?
You know what's going to happen, Sonia? You're going to take the photo,
yeah,
find it as a proof, post it onto Supernatural Confessions, and then everyone's going to say, fake lah.
Fake.
But coming from super rational Sonia, it's going to be a bit tough, right?
Why so clear? When the photo is too clear, people say it's fake. When the photo is too blur, people say, why so blur? Fake.
You can't win, can you?
In there, people say, hey, I cannot see anything. Can you circle it? Fake. So the minute someone posts a photo on the Supernatural Confession, well, can I rip an asshole by the community, right? It's tough. It's very tough. And I feel very sorry for a lot of confessors. Like the last one.
I don't need any more orifices. I have enough with you.
So I'm going to say, those who wanted to share their stories and you are worried that something like that kind of comments will pop up, do contact Eugene through emails. Send him an email, then, you know, no comments, and nobody gonna know your story apart from us. And if you don't want your identity to be revealed, just tell us, post it under anonymous.
SupernaturalConfessions.com. You can get to me on WhatsApp, on Messenger, where I'll take all your confession and I will protect your identity and you'll be anonymous.
Yes. Okay. If you want to send pictures of the super rational or supernatural or super sensual to Eugene, his WhatsApp is open too.
Nudes are allowed.
Or upskirting the Pontiana. If you can upskirt the Pontiana, send it to Eugene as well. He will pass it on to the team. And we will investigate.
If there is Pontiana listening in, you want to send your own selfie as well, send it to Eugene as well.
Please do.
Okay, let's go on to the next confession. My God, how this has deteriorated so quickly. Next one is what? Don't play here, ref.
No, your hand too.
No. That's a NYH. Next one K-Y-H. Is this one is okay. I got to say this. Thank you, Kim. Kim has been hardworking at producing all these shows, and a lot of times, you know, it's a lot of initiative. And I think why I love my co-host so much is a lot of initiatives come up from the love of just doing what they want to do. And this one is something I honestly have not heard before. It's called Rogon. So let's hear on today's episode of Know Your Hantu. Alvin, take it away.
The Rogon might be a name that is only common for the people of Momogun Sabah, a state in Malaysia. Rogon are giants that possess mystical powers, and stories of the old about them are they are ferocious and aggressive creatures, but they are not of the same as Hantugala or Tolgos. Rogon are mentioned to live among the dense jungles of Borneo. Some might live near rivers and some might prefer to live in caves. And these creatures are protectors of ancient treasure. Whose treasure, you might ask? It was never well documented. Among the tales of the old, one stood out, Rogon Aragang Mato. He seems to love this particular practice which has been banned for long here in Borneo. Headhunting. When he kills a human that he dislikes, he would pluck off the human's head, thread it like a bead using rattan, and wear it on his waist like an accessory. Warriors in olden days would seek and hunt for Rogon, for they believed that once you could defeat a Rogon, he would grant you either wealth that would last for 7 generations or strength on the weapon of your choice. And back in those days, strength means a lot more than wealth. A respected headhunter's name rises above higher than a wealthy man's name. In Lubok Antu Sarawa, a skull that is believed to be of Antu Gerasi, or translated to giant ghost, could be proof of Rogon's existence. And the skull was even verified by Dr. Goro Hasegawa of University Tsukuba, Japan, for its authenticity. As seen here, the skull is almost of the size of a human head, but that is probably because it has shrunk ever since It was inherited in 1915.
Thank you, Kim. Wow.
Good story.
Freaking fascinating.
Yes, the whole humanoid.
Sorry, I just want to put this out there to the community. If you guys have benefited from Know Your Hantu, like honestly, if you have not benefited, you know, tell us you have not benefited. But if you feel that our Know Your Hantu has really opened your eyes to the world of supernatural, please give us a comment. Let us know how that you enjoy it, or just put KYH. Then I know that you know Your Hantu is something that you enjoy, because it takes a lot of work to research and to produce. I just want to be able to let Kim know that the rest of the community and myself, we enjoy this. My God, because a lot of stuff that I take for granted. I mean, we know our Potiana, our Toyos, our Pochongs, our
These extra ones, wow.
So yeah, but this is really well researched stuff.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Wow, take a look. Kim, that's all your validation right there.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers to that. Okay. I want to show you a bit of my kung fu because I'm Ip Man, right? Since people are still typing, right? So I want to show you a bit of my kung fu.
Okay.
You see, yeah?
Let's have a look.
You know how Ip Man punches so fast, right? Right. So I'm going to show you. You see, yeah? You see that? Not. Cannot see, right? Because it's too fast. I show you one more time. Slow-mo. Ah, see? That's all. Because it's so fast, you cannot see.
I have eight eyes, and not a single eye picked it up.
I've got a joke. Today we forgot to come in with a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Joke. Thank you very much for those who are still typing in the Know Your Hantu. I'm heartfelt. Thank you very much.
My love for all my co-hosts and for the supernatural community is like diarrhea.
Why is this?
Huh?
My love for my co-hosts and the supernatural community is like a diarrhea. Because I just cannot hold it in.
You want to look at the Pak Pon's face?
Qua. Oh my God, assholes. Tough crowd, man. Tough crowd tonight.
Yeah, that's where it would come out of.
Tsui Yao was asking me why diarrhea. Diarrhea because you cannot hold it inside, lah. So I cannot hold my love in.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact for you. Ants cannot fall sick. You know that?
Ants cannot fall sick.
Ants, they can't fall sick. They can't get sick. It's because it's because of their antibodies. And little antibodies.
Okay, I'm
here every Friday night, guys.
Mine come later.
Antibodies.
Okay. Anyway, it is 11:05 now, ladies and gentlemen.
Insect jokes
now,
work for me.
Spider Queen. Stay tuned. Tonight is not over yet. I'm pacing myself with the drinks from Nocturne Noir because at 11:30 we're going to take a break. We're going to have our feature confession, which I'm going to talk about it right now. Don't mind, guys. I think we have some time, right? Mm-hmm. Our feature confession.
We have one more confession, right? We have one more confession. Huh?
Yeah. Yes, we
have
got
one
time.
More confession.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Tonight's featured confessor is Simon Ng, multiple award-winning chef. Right? When I went down to his restaurant, I was almost very afraid to order what I would usually have ordered. Because you see, between all the four of us, my palate for sushi is pretty much at the NTUC level. Okay? Admittedly so. But Simon is an award-winning chef and he pairs up food. He tells you how to eat it. And when you speak to him, he's of a very very solid authoritative stature. And he says this like, if customers come to my restaurant and if they want to, you know, drink this with my food and I don't agree with it, I would rather not have them as a customer than to have them destroy their experience. So I was like, you know what, Simon? I'm in your hands. I'm going to go omakase with you. You tell me what I should enjoy. And I think there's beauty in that because when someone's professional telling you how to enjoy your food, you listen, right? And I am no connoisseur in this. But it's very beautiful because when I hear him talk about all these stories, first thing I say, you know, this guy doesn't believe in ghosts. Why would he have any confessions? But he has. And so I tried, of course, as always, The first thing I do in any place I go is not to find benefit for, honestly, it's not for myself. It's, I always think of the community first. I'm like, Simon, do you think you would be able to do up a dish for the Supernatural community? And he says, sure, I've got an idea. And puffer fish is dangerous. Puffer fish will kill you. But he's going to offer a dish with puffer fish. And he asked me what I like. I said, I like unagi. So he crafted this especially for the SC family, right? Elvin, could you just show me the pictures, please? This dish would have originally cost about $80 plus. But he's giving it to us, SC community, at $58 plus, right? That comes with a $38 bottle of 10 liters, 10 ml Nocte Noir for pairing. And he says, I'm going to serve you Nocte Noir with 2 ice cubes or 3 ice cubes so that when it melts, it dilutes enough that the coffee and alcohol doesn't overwhelm the flavor of the food, but just enough to give you a kick. And a few days ago, I went down to his restaurant, I tried it, and oh my God. Guys, I'm not bullshitting you. I am possibly going down again to order another round of dish because it's not enough. And if you do want to go, this is $58 plus. You get all this. And I want to be very clear here. SC do not take a cut in anything that you spend there. I do not take a cut. I'm just doing this for the SC community. If you like it, go for it. If you don't like it, no skin off my back. It's just something I thought you guys might enjoy. Okay? I have the next screen, Elvin. And if you go there, this is how they serve you. A little beaker with 2 or 3 ice cubes. Your Nocte Noir 10 ml and 2 shot glasses. Beautiful. I enjoyed myself there very, very much. Okay, bring it back to
those are some really great pictures.
I know. I wonder who took it. I think it's Sonia Corona.
Now me and Joe wish that we are in Singapore too bad.
Yeah. Okay, remove the photos, bring it back to us. Okay, so if you do want to go, that's the place that I have managed to talk to Simon. He's also the featured confessor for tonight, $58 plus. I don't know whether he's making or not, but I think a puffer fish is very expensive. And for this quality of food, I personally have tried it and vouch for it. Again, this is not a sales shit. I'm not getting a cent out of it. It's just for you guys. You like it, go for it. Don't like it, it's fine. Also, Nocte Noir is our sponsor for tonight. And if you do want to order it, it's noctenoir.com. I left it in the link up there. Type in Super20 to get your discount. And this is a discount that you would not find anywhere else. If you like coffee liquor, if you like something that to give you a difference between whiskey or your usual vodka or your soju, this one is an award-winning drink that you have not tasted anything like it before. It's retailing for $178, but with Super 20 promo code, you get a discount on that. Okay? That's all. No more sales shit for me. This is not about me. This is about you guys, right? I just want you guys to enjoy it and get the best deal that you can get for my SC family. Now, let's go straight to the next confession that we have tonight. On the last confession,
we have another confession. Now we're going to bring it back to Singapore.
Almost Fatal Job by Gary.
Hi Eugene and Tim, I have another confession to make. This story happens to my cousin in the year 2000 at MacRitchie Reservoir. He has been constantly preparing for the annual marathon organized by his company, so he has been going to the reservoir park to jog every weekend. On one particular day, he went for the routine jog, but he did not return home that day. He was found to be unconscious by a fellow jogger in the forested part of the running road. He was then sent to Tan Tock Seng Hospital to be treated. His parents were informed and they went down to the hospital to understand the situation. They were shocked as my cousin does not have any known medical issue and has been constantly exercising, and thus they could not understand what caused my cousin to faint on that fateful day. The hospital do the check on him and found out that he was dehydrated and thus he was treated as such. However, his condition did not improve but gotten worse. He was put on life support and was in the ICU for a few months. The doctor could not find any other issue with him and so was puzzled as to why this happened. Our whole family was also in disbelief as to why such a thing has happened, and we have been visiting him frequently. His parents and our grandmother has also prayed for him to recover. However, that did not happen. One day, the hospital informed us to prepare for the worst. Hence, our grandmother went to the tangki that she always trusted in Tampines to assist and find out what is the issue. The tangki was trusted by us as he has been helping us in the spiritual issue and it seems to work every time. He has helped when my mom just moved to my old house and was feeling uneasy and was on the verge of breaking down. And after she told my grandmother about this, she went to this tangki and he issued her with a fool and asked her to burn for my mom to drink. After drinking it, she feel better and the feeling lifted. Hence back to the main story, my grandmother once again consulted the same tangki on the issue with my cousin. She was told that when my cousin dropped at the reservoir, there's a female spirit there that took a liking on him and wants to drag him to be with her. Hence, they do some ritual and after the ritual, my cousin's condition becomes stable and he slowly gotten okay. The doctor could not pinpoint why did his condition improve again. He was finally discharged after about 3 months in the hospital and he was okay now. The only thing that has changed since then is his name. The tangki mentioned that he need to make a name change in order to get better. He's okay now.
Oh my. Oh my.
Very poor thing.
Mm. I've got lots to talk about this. I think I'll save my comments for last. You guys go ahead first.
Okay, for me, this is a case of a possible explanation. It's a case of post hoc ergo propter hoc, which is a saying in philosophy, which means after this, therefore because of this. You know, is that
like
is
a
that
cause
whole thing
and
that,
effect type thing?
Yeah, and people say that just because healing happens after going somewhere, therefore that healing was caused by that, right? And it could very well be that the person just needed 3 months to recover from a medical condition, and this is, you know, pure coincidence. Might be. But then again, you know, you hear a lot of stories about people going out for jogs in places where they shouldn't go. They step on something, they see something, and before you know it, yeah, oh my God, Eugene, what is happening? Right, okay.
I just cannot look at my co-host's face.
Yeah.
It's so distracting. Yeah.
Especially Joe when he talks about, you know,
how to
theories,
like
philosophy
that.
And stuff like this.
Yeah. Did you say jizz on someone? What did you say? What? Yes, I will be there for the party, but maybe only at 9:30. I'm not very sure about it.
Are the fangs retractable?
I said I was paying attention to what you were saying, and I'm listening to you.
Oh, that's what I thought.
So you think it's because of something happened? Therefore, after that, the explanation becomes for that, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, like the only thing that was somewhat you know, you could attribute to the paranormal is him going to the medium and speaking to him, but then again, what's to say, as I said before, that the person just kind of naturally recovered?
Yes,
after that period of time.
And he needed time.
Yeah, he just needed time, and it just happens that it's just coincidental that it happened after going to see the medium. And, you know, maybe sunstroke, maybe he got bitten by a certain insect that caused him to be kind of laid out for a little while. And there are many conditions that doctors just can't diagnose there because the correct tests have not been conducted. So I know the jury's out for me for this one. Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like attribution as well, right? If you if you feel better having seen somebody, you're already going to be in a better frame of mind, and that's going to help you overcome whatever you think you're suffering from.
I just very quickly, is this confessor the one that owns that restaurant?
No, he's not.
Okay, it's not. Okay, right. Because if he's going to make my pufferfish sushi, I'm going to agree with whatever he's saying. That's correct. It's a hantu. Yeah, definitely it's a hantu.
Never pissed off your chef.
That's right.
Or else you will be the hantu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay,
it's
for
not
me,
the hantu, it's the fugu.
Yeah. Okay, for me, I think when I produce the story, this pop up in my head whereby I think something is attracted to that person when he was jogging. So a female entity actually attracted to him, and she wanted him to be not a substitute. This is not a case of substitute. This is not a case of 替死鬼. This is a case of whereby the female or the lady entity wanted him to be a partner in afterlife. That is why she want him dead, right? So I do not know whether in Singapore, I know in Malaysia, it's not a common practice, but it is a practice whereby you can actually get married to a dead person.
Yes, yes.
In Singapore the afterworld, well. Yeah,
correct.
So you can have a partner, you can have a wife, girlfriend, boyfriend.
That practice is still taking place now, isn't it? I've heard.
Yes, correct. Yes, correct. It still is.
Is it considered cheating?
I have no say in that.
If you're fantasizing about somebody else, that's already cheating too.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I mean, cheating can be defined in a lot of aspects, but the thing is, I mean, because in a lot of stories that I've heard, actually, you have to like seek mutual consent from all parties.
Yeah.
As in this female, let's say it's a female entity, they were like, okay, I want you as my partner. But you have to go and talk to my parents as well. Then she will give you an exact address to go. Then when you go, the parents are really there and saying that my daughter is really dead and she did say something to you like that. Then after that, you said, yes, your daughter wanted me to marry her. So I'm coming to ask for permission. I have a wife and my wife agrees to it. And then blah, blah, blah. This goes on. Then okay. So there is a such practice. And there is a comment that actually asks why change name. In a way, it's like, you are telling the dead saying that, okay, this person no more exists. Maybe the medium wrote something like, for example, this ABC is now dead. So this ABC now actually is, you know, the actual person is still alive and well. He changed name to DEF. So now then after that, the ghost like, okay, I wanted to go find the ABC lah. But when he go to... You know, maybe the king of hell and ask, hey, where is this ABC? And then the king of hell said, oh, he died already last night. Then she searched for the ABC in the afterworld in forever. So, you know, so it's like cheating the dead land if you change your name. That is cheating.
This is such a convoluted explanation on this. I don't know. I don't know how to make head or tails.
It crosses so many things, you know.
It's yeah.
Like, hell no.
Yeah, that is just one glass of Nocte Noir. So I'm gonna down a couple. Then you're gonna hear a lot more later.
I wanna hear what Eugene has to say about it.
Yeah, okay, Eugene.
Okay, guys. This particular confession, I have a very supernatural slant to it. Now, I'm gonna quantify it. There's nothing logical I'm gonna say about this. There's nothing sciencey I'm gonna say about this. I'm just relating the knowledge that was passed down to me to you guys, okay? So if you think that it doesn't make sense, I don't have an explanation for this. Ghost marriage is something that exists till today. In fact, in 2020, there was a Netflix show about ghost marriages. Till today, people, the living, are still having wedding ceremonies with the dead. There are people who have spoken to me in private. There are people who I know personally who will pierce both ears, both earrings, put earrings. There will be people who change their names to female names because today, 2021, because they're trying to avoid some form of superstitious calamity. Now, whether this has come to pass or not, I wouldn't know because they have already changed their name. So to the people who have changed their name or to have done piercings or to be wearing dresses or call themselves a female name, they totally believe in the fact that there is a way that humankind is able to cheat the dead by changing your name.
So they don't recognize you, is it?
Something to do with the 八字 and with the hell and heaven. When we are born, we are given a name. A name of a person is extremely powerful. A name of a demon is extremely powerful. When you know a name of an entity, you are able to command and dictate certain things. The same way, if I know your name and I know Joseph's name because we have a certain bond, I have that certain outreach to you guys. Same way with the spirit world.
But and it has to be the real true name of that thing. Yeah, yeah.
And that is why our host Chichi, in the Where is Chichi show, Chi-Chi is not his real name. He will never let you know his real name. Because a lot of people who are in the supernatural field, we are very particular about names. Names control power. Names have power. So with this particular confession, I'm not talking about this confessor. I'm talking about the topic of this confession. It's very believable because the things that he brought up are things that are still very much practiced today under the cover and guise of polite society, because it's not something you're going to talk about to people. People think you're crazy. But marrying a chicken, or going for a job, or having cab drivers driving, and someone, a spirit, fell in love with you, they want you. And the fact that they want you means they are going to kill you in your mortal life to bring your soul with them to hell or heaven or wherever it is to be with you. So what the living does in a superstitious context is they kill themselves. In Chinese Taoist, there's something called a life burial. Go and research about it. A life burial. You put your hair, you put your clothes, you put everything into a coffin, you bury yourself. You basically cheat the hell gods into believing that you are dead. And therefore, you're no longer afflicted by the bad luck in life. Rumor has it, that Lee Kuan Yew practiced that as well. Okay, rumor. Okay, I'm not saying it's a fact. I'm saying it's a rumor. And because Lee Kuan Yew is so well-versed about feng shui, he would have done that. And I actually asked, how much would this cost? It just cost a few thousand dollars. And if I was willing to part with a few thousand dollars to bury myself alive, I would eradicate myself of all bad luck. So living burial is real. Marrying the dead is real. Changing name is real. So when I put all this together, what he's telling me, or what the confessor is saying, is not something that is too far-fetched from what I understand to be as a practicing spiritual, superstitious behavior in today's context. Underground. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm not debating any of you guys, because you know logic is just out the window right now. I'm just sharing from a very superstitious spiritual point of view that these are practices that are practiced even in today, 2021. What do you think?
I think it's that is exactly weird. What I'm saying.
A lot of secret societies, right?
Joe, like, don't play with your hair when you talk.
About the order of the...
twirl it. Twirl. Joe, like this, yes.
Joe, you're giving me a hard-on, man. And I'm supposed to be undead.
Bro, I'm looking at myself and giving myself a hard-on. No. Okay. No, I'm not giving myself a hard-on. Yes, I am. What I'm saying is that a lot of secret societies, not the Abing secret societies in Singapore per se, but you know a lot of the Western kind of occult secret societies actually have a burial ceremony as part of their initiation rituals, and that kind of symbolizes a person dying to an old way of life, an old way of living, and being reborn or resurrected to a new kind of life. So there's precedent all around the world for that. For me, I am hooking more onto the fact that this is a self-fulfilling prophecy where if you believe that bad luck is gone away from you, if you believe that things are going to be better, you would generally have a little bit more confidence in the way that you do things and have more self-belief. And, you know, perhaps this is what is happening. People are actually believing in themselves a little bit more. And yeah, but yeah, as I said before, you know, if there's a lot of people in the world doing it, so maybe there is something, maybe there's a kernel of truth there.
Is it like that herd mass thought kind of a thing?
What's it called? Mass very something, possible. Right? Mass hysteria? Mass hysteria.
Groupthink.
It's for me, it's not really too much of a group thing. It's more of an individual think. If you believe in it hard enough, it's going to come true for you.
Oh, Job, I'm sorry to interrupt. La Lin 84 were asking, have you tried our Sarawak Tua? Is this what's another Sarawakian that we have in the house? I'm asking. People are still asking whether I'm Wong Fei Hong or not. So, continue. I think I better bring a talisman in later. I'll just be the medium that you know catch all the ghosts
Anyway, guys, for the 236 viewers we have right now, please stay online. We are going to take a break in about a minute's time to go to watch Simon Ng's confession.
Yes.
And it will end about 11:40, 11:45. We will come back here. The stream will carry on. We're not taking a break. The stream will carry on. We're going to go take a break, but the stream will carry on. Just come back here to the same stream and you'll see us from 11:45 onwards. Okay, so 11:29 right now. I think, guys, let's take a quick bow out and we head on straight to the confession tonight, and then we'll come back at 11:45.
Don't go. We'll be back.
No, don't stop the stream. Alvin, don't stop the stream. In fact, Alvin is also out for AMA. Ask him anything. Ladies, he's still single, by the way, and I have moved out of his house, so his room is empty. If you want to go over, I do encourage you.
Yes.
It's a very nice couch.
Alvin's video needs to be right in the middle, in between all the four ones. So he has to do video there.
And Alvin also has a bottle of Noctonoir that he cannot finish. Yes. So I do encourage you guys to just go find him.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say goodbye now to the end of this confession. And
goodbye for session. The break.
Goodbye. We'll be back 11:45 on this same channel. Come back here. Go watch the premiere for Simon Ng and then come back here, okay?
Yes.
Joe, over to you first.
Hi, everyone. My name is Pak Pon. and I always believe there are more questions than there are answers. And I'm going to take this makeup and hair off because it is freaking itchy as hell.
No!
Bro, I can't. It's itching.
No,
why?
No.
Why?
You're going to sit until...
You're going to stay in character.
Yes.
All staying in character.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Pon, you don't come and even think about it.
Sonia, your turn.
Today, I am Spider Queen, Sonia. And I have a super rational explanation for most of everything.
All right.
I can't explain Eugene's teeth, though. So.
Thank you very much, Sonia. Ladies and gentlemen, just go and pee while you can watch our confession on your mobile. But come back later on in like 10 minutes 15 time.
15 minutes.
15 minutes time. We're going to be back here. That's right. Not going to be over yet. You prepare your question and you can ask Sonia anything. Ask Joe anything.
Why was I the first one?
Okay, I'm Kim, and whatever you don't see doesn't mean it is not there. We're going to see you in 15 minutes time.
My name is Count Dracula and I would love to see you guys back here at 11:45. My name is Eugene Tay. And remember, you are never alone. Go check out Simon Ng's confession right now on Supernatural Confessions YouTube page. And we'll be back here after the break, 11:45. See you guys.
What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.